My name's Brother Nicholas Crowe, and I am a Dominican friar.
Now, that's an interesting life choice, interesting choice of vocation, Brother Nicholas. Tell us a little bit about how you came to decide to be a monk.
Well, I was brought up Catholic. I come from a Catholic family. I suppose when I was about 15, I decided, like a lot of people, that I couldn't really be bothered with church. It wasn't a great rebellion. It was largely laziness, I'm afraid. And so I kind of drifted away. But in my second year of university, a number of things got me thinking. I began to think quite seriously about what I wanted out of life. I began to think quite seriously about what is important. And all these conversations and thoughts and ideas led me to realise that actually I did believe in God and that I wanted a relationship with him. With that came a sense of being called, which eventually matured into an application to join the order.
And obviously you can be a priest as well as a monk. What's the difference for you? Why not the sort of diocesan priesthood, for instance?
I was really attracted to the common life of the brothers. One of the things that's quite beautiful about living in community is that you have the opportunity to pray together. You've got the opportunity to share a mission together and work together and witness to the faith together. I suppose I was attracted to that sense of common witness and journeying with each other. It never really occurred to me, the idea of becoming a diocesan priest never really occurred to me. I was always fairly sure that I would be a religious of some sort, which means in my case a monk or a friar.
You wear a habit. Tell us a bit about what monks wear.
One of the things about being a religious, and by religious we mean a monk, a friar, a sister, a nun, someone who's basically taken vows of poverty, chastity and obedience. One of the parts of that vocation is to be what theologians call an eschatological sign. Now, that's a serious word, which basically means that you're supposed to be a picture. The way you live together is supposed to be a picture of the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. And so the values of the community, the brothers and the sisters living together, are supposed to manifest the values of the gospel. So the way of life of the community itself should preach. It should say something. And one of the ways that a community communicates different values to the world is by different clothing. So at its most basic level, the habit, kind of strange clothing that monks and friars and sisters and nuns wear is a sign of a different kind of life, and a life that should be centred on the values of the gospel and centred on Jesus Christ.
Very well done. You've made something that I thought was going to be quite complicated very simple. Well done with that. Let's talk about the ups and downs, the good things, the bad things, or the positive things and the challenges, let's say. Highlight some of those for us.
One of my brothers once said to me that the best thing about being a Dominican is that everything in our life reminds us of Christ. And the hardest thing about being a Dominican is that everything in our life reminds us of Christ. So much of what's fantastic about it is also what makes it difficult at times. I can honestly say that I wake up in the morning and 99% of the time I know I'm going to enjoy everything that I do in the day. I enjoy the prayer. I enjoy my studies. I enjoy the apostolates I have, the preaching I have. And I enjoy the common life. Sometimes I need the day to be a bit longer to feel like I'm doing everything as well as I can, but all these things are a blessing. The flip side of that is that to live this kind of life and to be available to love people in this kind of way involves giving up certain other good things. Famously, we take vows of celibacy, we take vows of poverty, we take vows of obedience. And these vows are to create a context where all these good things are possible. It doesn't mean sometimes it can be difficult living with the sacrifice. There are times when perhaps it would be really great perhaps to have the opportunity to do whatever you wanted for a weekend. Or, you know, there are times when people struggle with the idea that perhaps they won't have children. Mm. But I think it's important to see that the vows aren't just a negative about giving things up. It's a positive choice to make possible another way of loving.
And sticking to the positive. You're a young man, Brother Nicholas. Sometimes people are always saying, oh, aging breed, the religious. But you're a young man, you've made your choice. And I just want to know what you would say to maybe a younger person, somebody thinking about what they might want to do with their life, maybe someone thinking about either the priesthood, being a sister, being a brother, a monk or a nun. What would you say to them?
I think for any really big life choice, it's really, really important to be truthful and to be honest. So we need to be truthful and honest about who we are and what we can do, what our gifts are, what our weaknesses are. Self-knowledge is really, really important. And then linked to that, I think we have to be really, really honest about what we want. It can be very easy to end up pursuing goals because we think those are the kind of things we ought to want. Or maybe it's the kind of things our parents want us to do, or it's the kind of things that everyone else is doing, so we feel we should as well. So self-knowledge, and with that, it's really important knowledge about what do we really want, what kind of person do we really want to be. And once we've got a true sense, or a truer sense of who we are, and a truer sense of what we want, then the decision about what are we going to do becomes a lot simpler and a lot clearer.